Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Thanks, Priscilla. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, thank you all for coming. Yes, God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, there was something wrong with the sound. You all agree. So Rodney should come and explain. Yeah, Rodney has messed up Jesus today. Jesus got something, like 40%, but the other 60% he didn't get. So Rodney, please come. Oh, you sent Julian, yeah. In reality, we don't, what? Anyway, was it something inevitable? Or what was wrong? Julian, they have told you. Because when things get messed up, people think Pastor Moses is judged. No, yet it is not me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he tried his best, amen, but somehow technology, you know, Glory be to God. Yes, you're welcome, amen. I could say yes, okay, there was something wrong, amen. Yeah, but glory be to God, amen. Yes, I love praise and worship, okay. And so, yeah, it is, you remember that dream I had? The one I sent you on Thursday. You don't want me to say it. Glory be to God. So anyway, greet your neighbor, welcome them to church. Amen. Welcome them. Tell them it's good to see them. The visitors, tell them that the worship we had today wasn't it. Amen. Let them come back when? Let them come back next Sunday. Find out if you have someone. Or those were in LAT, but they come once in 6 months. Tell them that we didn't backslide. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. You remember what we talked about last Sunday? What did we talk about last Sunday? Prospering in the coming famine. Prospering when? In the what? In the coming famine. There's a famine that is coming. Amen. A financial, economic something. Okay. On 12th of January this year, I had a dream. In which I was with my daughter Eden and a few other people. We were seated at a table with Apostle John Molinde. The apostle told us that Western Europe is going to do something again that will negatively affect Uganda's economy. Then he said that get ready not to live a great life, but a what? A greater life. I'm glad that you know that bit. Because it is the most important. Alright? So get ready not to live a great life, but a greater life. I believe that what Western Europe is going to do, most probably it has something to do with cutting off aid or something like that. Why? I don't know. When? I don't know. Amen? If anyone tells you that Pastor Moses said that this thing is going to happen in 2018, they are liars. Amen? Because I didn't say that. All right? But if God has told you that it is this year, that's okay. But for me, he didn't what? Tell me that. All right? So, why do I believe it is donor money? It's because in that dream, Apostle he wanted to illustrate something, okay? To illustrate the point or what he had said. So he asked for Eden, my daughter. So Eden comes up. Then he puts something in her mouth, and it was uncomfortable. So it was taken out, okay? And of course, most probably, if you are a good Muganda, you cannot talk when you're what? When you have something in your mouth, you understand? Who first said that? Which politician first said that? Semwogerere. Kawanga Semwogerere. Yes or no? I'm asking Sam Wanga, I'm asking Mark Namanya. Which politician first said that? A good Muganda doesn't eat when what? When what? You guys, do you stay in Kabale? You are staying in Buganda, you understand? But there's also someone who said that a good Muganda is what? I didn't say that. Anyway, so there was something in Eden's mouth. So anyway, you know, the donors, when they want you to shut up about something, they give you dimes. You try to make noise, Okay, so most probably it is that. Okay, but the famine is coming, but God said, get ready to live a greater life. Now, that Sunday after the dream, I came and I talked about the dream and I preached about some things that we can do to prepare to live a greater life in famine. Okay? One thing that we say that we should learn from Joseph in the Bible. Okay? When he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and say that a famine is coming, okay, he told Pharaoh, let's put some food aside. Okay? A reserve which will be of help when the famine comes. Okay? And then we also looked at the Christians in Antioch in Acts 11, okay, when Prophet Agabus prophesied that there was a famine coming, and that famine came, okay, maybe some Christians tried to intercede, that's why it didn't come, okay, but the Bible says that it came. In the days of who? In the days of some Caesar guy, Claudius Caesar, it came. Okay, and so when they knew that it was coming, they decided to send help to the poor saints in Jerusalem. Okay? So we say that that's what God, those are some of the things, the main things God would want us to do. All right? To do as Joseph did. If you can, save something. Okay? And then, number two, give. Like the Christians did when they were told that a famine was coming. Okay? Then, that Sunday morning, to confirm that message and to show that dream was from God and the message, that a famine is coming and we should save and we should give, to confirm that it was of God, Honest that morning had had a dream. All right? She had had a dream when she was telling people to tithe, to give, and to save. Okay? But prior to her going to sleep, she had read a prophecy she was given by Prophet Alpha, okay, in 2013, when Alpha was telling her that develop a culture of saving. Okay, she had never read it from 2013, okay? She reads it in January 2018, okay? Okay, and at that same time, she was reading also about Joseph, how, because of the wisdom he had to save something aside, he was able to save people through a famine. All right? Okay? So, it confirmed, Honesty's dream confirmed that my dream or our dream, that Western Europe is going to do something that is going to affect the economy or Uganda, negatively, it confirmed that dream wasn't a kind of dream, number one. Number two, it confirmed that the interpretation was of God. You understand? And who interpreted it? You guys. So your good dream interpreters. Give yourselves a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And number three, it confirmed that what I had told you to save and to give is also of God. You understand? Okay? Now, one of the key things that message and the dream highlight is the fact that saving is of God. You understand? Rarely does God tell people to give away everything. Rarely. Hallelujah. Rarely does he tell people to do what? To give away everything. Rarely does he tell people to give away their rent money. You understand? Rarely does he do that. Almost, I don't think he has ever told a student to give away their tuition. Yeah, maybe he has, but you know, if he does, then it is more rare than the rent. What? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, those things. Okay. Growing up, I used to hear of kids who would what? Who would, you know, go to a church, prosperity giving, then kids would what? Those things, I think they're still there. They can't die out. They cannot. Why would they die out? And they're still there. You guys, you are, you know, haven't you heard those stories there? Those things are there, man. Okay? Now, God doesn't want you to give away your rent money, to give away your tuition, to give away money for school fees for your kids. You know, And if you have more, God would also want you to save. Okay? Especially now. You see, especially now. Because the dream has come to warn us and to prepare us for a not so good time that is coming, you know, in which time we are supposed to live greater lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I've remembered. Years ago, you remember, there was a time, if you are not born in 19, whatever, there was a time when banks were conniving with students to play school fees. Do you remember sometime? Juliana wasn't yet born. Yeah, there was a time. So I remember, it's years ago, but man, there was a scam. People, banks, some, and they would give you back the slips with, you know, however, the school wasn't getting the money. You know, that was man sophisticated. Now, there was during that time, I remember I was in high school, I think I'd gone to wait for someone or to meet someone at UCB. UCB at that time, I think, was still there, Uganda Commercial Bank. You know, you are not born. UCB, So I was there then. I meet some chi guy. I was with in primary school. Some chi guy. Then he comes to me. Then he starts to tell me that he said, LB, what's happening? He said, now, are you going to pay fees? I told him, no, I'm going to pay. Okay, if you're going to pay fees now, I can help you. So that you what? Then we share the money. You know, we go to the bank. Then a dealing with guys in there. Okay. Then say, then I take this, and then for you, you take this. You know, the school will sort itself out. Because for you have evidence that you paid. So nothing can happen. Amen? Anyway, but God doesn't do those things. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, Psalm 35, verse 27. You know this scripture, Psalm 35, verse 27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. The Lord has what? Pleasure in the prosperity of his what? Servant. Now, this God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? He delights in your prosperity when there's a famine and when there's no famine. At all times, you know, He delights in your well-being. All right? That's why now he anticipates, he sees something, that is coming. And then because he delights in your prosperity, he does not want you to suffer hunger during that time. Do you understand? Okay? Always remember that God delights in the prosperity of his children. Hallelujah. He delights in what? In your prosperity. Amen. Psalm 33, verse 18. Verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. You've seen it? Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. All right? Now for you, you will not only be kept alive in famine, but you're actually going to prosper in famine. Hallelujah. Amen? Now this God that I'm talking about who said, get ready to live a greater life in famine, I know him. Hallelujah. I know him, man. I have worked with him for years. He's given me promises. And I've seen them coming to pass. When even circumstances were to the contrary. Now, this is the God who says that in famine, you're going to live a greater life. I know this God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know this God, man. So I know that this is going to happen for those who want. Just imagine, anyway, a greater life. A greater life than now when all is well. Okay? Then a famine hits, and then you go higher. I know this God, man. Glory be to God. I know what? I know this God. Okay? You remember the credit crunch, which hit in 2008? And it went on, I guess, until 2011 or something like that. Until what? Anyway, 2010, man, it was still there. That's when we wedded, with my wife. 2010, man. You didn't believe it. I was like, no, this God is faithful. Did the wedding, it was like exactly this. Hallelujah. I used to tell people for many years I was singing, I used to tell people that the way God, loves me, I used to tell them that, man, I'm sure God is looking forward to my wedding. And I wasn't joking. It wasn't just confession. I confessed. It was, I knew it. Because, man, I was and I still am too precious to God. That I was like, my wedding, God is looking forward. I used to tell guys that on the eve of my wedding, God will tell angels that it's tomorrow, my son's wedding. I'm very serious. And I wasn't just trying to, it's not like I didn't have things to say to friends, but I was so sure God was excited. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, there's some people who wed and you don't see that they really believe that God is in their thing. Then some know that God is in it, but they don't, not that much. They, let it happen. But for me, I was so convinced. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember days before, like 2 days before, 3 days, people would meet me seated in a place, a hangout place, seated. And then we jazz, then we talk. Then I tell them that, by the way, I'm wedding on Saturday. And people were shocked. They're like, what? And you're happy like that? No stress? People were telling me that you are the first groom we have seen who is like that a few days before a wedding. You're the first one. Hallelujah. Man, people chop weight during those days. I think for me, I put on weight. I think I did. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, I prospered in famine. Hallelujah. And that's what's going to happen to you. Amen. I know this God. At least you believe this based on the person who's telling you. This guy where the key thing he knows about God is the faithfulness of God. Amen. These prosperity things, yes, I know them. But the number one thing I know about God is that he's faithful. Hallelujah. He is faithful. When I see people having a promise from God and they are kukuba gana, something contrary happens and then they're, this I think is supposed to be my one. I'm supposed to teach him or her. Because I know that God is what? He's faithful. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, NIV. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." A famine basically comes to harm. A famine is an evil thing. What? It's evil. It's harmful. Amen? But God says that I don't have plans to harm you. On the contrary, I have plans to prosper you during famine. Are you listening to me? By the way, I don't love to talk about these prosperity things. Amen? I don't like talking about them. I love talking about, the faithfulness of God. Okay? The kingdom, the coming kingdom, those things. Okay? I don't love to talk about what? These money things. Okay? Because anyway, prosperity, most of the time, it boils down to what? To money. You understand? And I don't want to talk about what? Those things. Okay? That's why I think the way God had to get me to talk about them is by adding something to it. A famine. Hallelujah. Amen? And then, to make me talk about it, then he adds, tell them saving. Okay? To show that, man, there's no, ulterior what? Motives. It's saving. Saving. There's someone who told me, Christine Mujimba. She told me that that Sunday when we first taught on this issue, that she failed to make notes. Because she was like, Pastor Moses talking about saving. Apparently, either you did any, but she failed to take off. To make sure she was still in shock. Amen? But if you read my book, I talked about saving, didn't I? But it has to go hand in hand with what? With giving. You remember? I even said that you should even pray for God to lead you. Something like that. How much to save or where to invest? And how to, you remember? I talked about it. Hallelujah. Okay, there are preachers in Uganda who don't believe, but I think they believe it, that saving is of God. I think they believe it, however, but anyway, I don't know. But now at least honesty's dream confirms that saving is of God, in case you are not convinced. Okay? Most humans are. It is where it is the giving bit that they have to get what? To convince. And I guess that's why when it comes to prosperity, God always is talking more about giving. Because he knows his kids, he's, you know, human beings. By nature, human beings are not givers. By nature. By the way, giving is not a natural thing. Giving is not a natural thing. It's not. It's not. Fallen Adam, parting with some, giving is not natural. It's not. That's why you put a question mark on anyone who's masquerading as spiritual, but I have a problem with giving. You put a question mark on those things. You know, I don't care where they dream, where they watch, you know, because dreaming is a gift, you know, healing the sick and what, those things are gifts, you know. Now, it's for someone to give man, it is a spiritual thing. Whether they are Muslims, whether they are witch doctors, what, you know, you just realize, man, there's some spirituality about them. Glory be to God. Amen. Not that you should go to them. Amen. So God has plans to prosper you and not to do what? Not to harm you. He wants to keep you alive in famine. He wants to prosper you in famine. Hallelujah. And that famine is coming. When? I don't know. Okay? Now, you people, Gene and company, who love interceding for people, for nations, for Uganda, you can go and intercede and try to what? To cancel the famine. And maybe it can work. But, like I told some people on Thursday, that for me, I don't have faith for what? To pray it away. But you guys can, by the way. Okay? You can go and pray and what? He didn't come. Amen? But for me, I'm not going to what? Amen? I'll keep telling guys that there's a famine coming and you're going to live a greater life until God comes back to me again. And tells me, catch your money. Be the killer away of you. Something changed. Stop telling my people that a famine is coming. You know, because Gene and company interceded. Hallelujah. But even if they cancel it, I still have to tell God, but the greater life. Amen? My greater life. Amen? Amen? Your greater life. Hallelujah. By the way, I hope you know that there are some things, but I'm not saying this is part of them, but there are some things which cannot be changed. Some at times, when God is like this one, as in, sometimes even just, you know, a death of somebody, you know, death, why, you know, when God is like, now, this one, you leave it alone. Leave this thing alone. It is, yeah. Okay? It's coming. You know, those things happen at times. Okay? And you have to know, what God is saying about a matter. Okay? Genesis 41. Verse 26. This is Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dreams. Amen? He says, the seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Indeed, 7 years of plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, 7 years of famine will arise. And all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following. For it will be very severe. Okay? And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God and God will shortly bring it to pass. I've just seen something here. It says, because the thing is established by God. Amen? As in, you could do nothing to change this in Pharaoh's days. Joseph is dead. Established, and it will shortly come to pass. Anyway, verse 33 says, now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land. For the 7 years of famine, we shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. Hallelujah. I had to read this. I know we read it, but I had to read it. Amen. We're not going. Anyway, yeah, that. You know? So, Joseph, you remember, he's a wise man. He's a what? A wise man. Anyone who tells you that saving is not of God, you also put a question mark on their wisdom. Hallelujah. You know, eh? A wise man. We have read it. Eh? And when Pharaoh saw man, this great wisdom, eh? If you go down, he put him in charge. He's like, man, where can we find a guy like you? Hallelujah. Amen? Question mark on what? Question mark on the wisdom of anyone who tells you what? That saving is not of God. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen? So that is the wisdom of Joseph. Eh? Okay, if you can, put something aside. Eh? Okay? Some people cannot. They have too little. They can't. Eh? Okay? And God knows that. Eh? Okay? And he'll take care of you. Eh? Okay? If you do, the second bit that is coming. We're going to talk about giving. Eh? You know, we talked about their Sunday, then last Sunday. You know, it's the same thing. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, put aside something, eh? If you can. Eh? Okay? And like we saw with Joseph, what he put aside, of course, he fed off it, you know. Then he, you know, people, his family came to Egypt. He took care of them, you know, based on what he had kept aside. All right? And then he accumulated wealth for Pharaoh. Okay? Because people ate the food that they had. Eh? They ate the food that they had. Then it got finished. Okay? Then they came to Joseph for food. Okay? So they gave him basically their money, all their money. He gave them food. Okay? They went, they ate it, got finished, hunger struck again. They came back. Okay? They gave him their livestock for food. Okay? So guys lost their money, their livestock, gave it to a guy who had the means. You know, eh? Okay? They went, they ate the food. They got hungry again. They came back. Say, at several. Huh? Okay, we have land here. Joseph, you say, okay, land, food. And all that was accumulating wealth. That's how some people prosper during famines. A famine hits, you know, comes when there's a guy who has something. Eh? People who prosper, eh? You know, eh? I read about the American depression, eh? Many years ago, eh? Man, eh? Things were going at, you know, property at giveaway prices because there was no money people needed to survive. People were just offloading whatever they had, you know, for food. Amen? You know, eh? Something is at 50M, then someone needs money, they are like, just give me 2M, you know, eh? And then a few years, the thing is worth 100 million shillings. 2 million shillings, now you can sell it at 100 million. That is not prospering in famine. Okay? Now, there are some of you where God would want to do some such things for you. All right? And if you can, put aside that. Now, where are you going to get that money to save? Like I said, just stop wastages. You know, look how you spend your money. You know, look how you spend your money and see what, you know, some wastages that you can stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Wastages. Just look and see. This one, I get this 2K, let me, I'm wasting this 2K. And stop. All right. Of course, there are some of you, you know, it is much more than that. But just look. Okay. Look at where your money has been, going. And then ask God that now, is this worth it? Yeah, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? Amen? You know, God loves everything, man. You know, for him to send us this message, it means, I don't know. But I guess we've been so faithful with serving him and with giving, and now he's like, I'm actually going to prosper you in famine. You know, Hallelujah. You know, when you have someone that you love and you're like, this one, I can't allow them to go through this. I've seen it coming and no. This one, no. Tebasola. You know, Then God gets to you and say, now, Amen? If this is coming and I want you, then you can say, get out of the country. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, if like war is going to happen and what, and go to the man, but there are some chaps who I love so much, and the man, they say what? You know what? Why don't you go and visit a friend in Nairobi? Malaysia. Why don't you go and visit, But sometimes you can tell you point blank. But if I tell you point blank, you're going to leak this info, and then because the country doesn't want people fleeing, then they are going to whatever the borders, no fleeing, no leaving. You know, visas are going to be hard. You understand? So he just said, why aren't you going to visit, why don't you apply for a master's in Thailand, master, meanwhile, when you get there a month later, you hear, man, things are bad in UG. Anyway, God is good, Hallelujah. So, save something. Okay? Now, the Christians in Antioch, Acts 11, verse 27 says that, and in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Now, in the days of Joseph, the Bible says it was a severe famine. Okay, here it says it was what? It was going to be great, isn't it? Now, God didn't tell me, how severe it's going to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you can find out. For me, he didn't tell me. Amen? But for this guy, things were bad. And I don't know if things are going to be this bad. Okay? And so then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas. And who? And Saul. You know, a famine is prophesied, and then the reaction is to give. For Joseph, a famine is dreamt, and then saving. Okay? But God told us we should do both, if we can. Okay, now there's some people I know, some saving might not, they are what to save, However, there's this giving bit, So I don't see anyone in this room, who says, but even giving for me, Selena, Amen. Now, yeah. So if you say that now, we also put a question mark on your what? On your intelligence, eh? The first guy was a question mark on wisdom? No. That was the first guy. Eh? We've talked, eh? Aha, uh-huh. Spirituality. Eh? Hey, today we have a what? We have a sermon. Question marks. Eh? The first question mark on a guy who says it's spiritual, but where, eh? Mukono gamwe, as in, you can't get anything from them. Hmm? You put a question mark on there, what? Where are their preachers? Eh? By the way, most of us, what? Preachers, eh? We are not spiritual. We are not what? You've heard me. Most of us preachers are, well, not most, eh? But there are many preachers all over the world. Eh? They're not spiritual. Yeah, they're not. Eh? Hmm? But probably it's because it's just a calling, eh? You know. Eh? And God says, so before you are born, before you're conceived in your mother's womb, I ordained you to be a preacher. Okay? Then the time comes and then it's like, but when you've never done anything about to prepare or how to be a godly preacher. Do you understand? Eh? And you know the scriptures, eh? You know, eh? Hallelujah. But also at one point you can be spiritual, then eh? You know, eh? Then after 2 months, then you can, you understand, eh? Hallelujah. A preacher has a problem with giving, eh? When their whole thing is just, you know, eh? Just milking, you understand? By the way, you remember? Milking is of God. Eh? Yeah? You know that. It's there, but you want to go there today. Or you want me to go there? Preachers milking Christians. It's of God. Huh? Sharon doesn't know it because she was in German. You thought you were escaping some war. You came back and then, you know, there wasn't any war. Eh? Amen? But we saw it. Eh? It's there anyway. You can find out. Eh? Milking is of what? But if that is the only thing on your head, eh? Milking Christian, amen, then, man, this is how you put a question mark on your spirituality. Uh-huh. Then the second group, what? The wisdom guys. Eh? Uh-huh. Those who say that what? Saving is not wisdom. It's not of God. Eh? You know, eh? We saw Joseph, a wise man, gave serious counsel to save. You know, eh? Now, if you say something, you know, now we put a question mark on your what? Wisdom. Then the third one is what? Hmm? What? We just said it, eh? Intelligence. Eh? Someone who says that in the city, nah, I don't have anything to give. You know, in this room here, eh? Put a question mark on your intelligence. Glory be to God. Thank God there's no one in this room who is saying that. Eh? So pastor is not putting a question mark on anyone's intelligence. So I'm safe. Pastor Avuma Abana, you know, eh? There's no one. Is there anyone who's saying that they have nothing to give? Put up your heart. So that we can put question marks on. Hallelujah. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. He says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. This passage shows you that giving is insurance, eh, against evil, you know, eh, that is coming. Eh? Here it says, we don't know what evil will be on the earth. You know, now that doesn't apply to us, LAT. For LAT, we know the evil that is coming. Okay? And it's saying, give a serving to 7 and also to 8. Eh? For you know what evil is coming upon the land. Okay? But verse 1 has said, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Hallelujah. Remember, I'm not only talking about giving. I spent more time actually on serving. Amen? Amen? Even as I talk about this saving bit, you know, how we are going to sort out rent, LAT, the machines, you know. Okay? Yeah. Ronnie should give us a discount today. He's out or he's there. Should give us a discount today because really, just be a good Christian. Say, Kati, it's about the children, Kati. Just give me, That's being godly, isn't it? Amen? Please say, say, you guys, I not messed you up, but I messed Jesus up. That's not good. So, you know, Just give me what? Chin to chidogo. Something small. Hallelujah. Something what? Something small. There's some people who don't think that I'm prosperous. Because someday we go to eat somewhere and then food is then I start hardlining. Say, no, you guys, how can you give people such food and then you want them to pay the full, And people say, but Pastor, a prosperous man, that money really. I said, no. People have to learn, Ugandans have to learn, to give good service. And then when they mess up, you guys, you're my customers. This is not good. However, I still need to pay rent. So instead of 20,000, just give me 10. And next time I'm going to, Isn't that good? And some of you have businesses. You mess people up, but then you had line on what? Give me all my money. For what? I'm speaking to you. You have business. You do things for people. And then you mess them up. You have tents. You have chairs. You are higher. Then you arrive late. You mess up someone's function. And then you're still on their case to pay up. Be a Christian. And that thing, by the way, people will say, man, there's a service provider. That woman is good, man. You use her. But before, when she messes you up, she tells you and say, don't pay. It will create for you business. That 100,000 you're fighting for, you don't know how much business you want. Because now that person is going to say, never use that person, never. Then if you just give them back the 200, say, no. People say, man, oyo mkazi muloko le. She was Bambi so sorry that she messed me up and she decided that, I'm telling you, be a Christian. Glory be to God. Be a what? Be a Christian. Amen? And if you start to act like that now, that might be the thing that might help you to prosper in famine. When in famine, buri mwagala kuwagwe business. If you mess them up, you give them the money. However, don't have a CV of messing people up. Hallelujah. But if you're messing people up, work on improving. When things don't work out, say, are you listening to me? Say, man, but you're so idealistic, you're naive. This is not how, that's not the way they do business. Now, that is not true, Okay? Christians should do business in a Christian manner. In a what? In a Christian manner. Hallelujah. So, saving and giving, All right? I was saying that, man, as I preach, what? These things, this saving bit, Anyway, again, it is God or what? Sort out LAT, rent, machines, all those things. Hallelujah. I was surprised on Sunday, I finished to preach about saving. When now you knock at your hand to stop, going to close of taps, And someone came here and they gave me 200 thou. Hey, I was like, okay. This saving message, actually, I think I'm preaching it to serious people. Eh? Who, you know, someone gave me 200. I was shocked, eh? And I was so blessed, man. Eh? And we went with Dambawat and we had lunch. Glory be to God. Damba, didn't you eat pastor's money? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I was like, okay. You know, but I'm so glad that I actually, that day when I had the dream, I talked about saving. Eh? I'm so glad I did it. Because honesty's dream comes and you're like, wow. Eh? You know, God wanted me to talk about saving and I did. Eh? And he's like, now I'm responsible to take care of what? Of you because you died. You know, I'm under to, I was so blessed. Hallelujah. Amen? And we are continuing to talk about it. Eh? Saving is of God. Amen? If you can't save money. Hallelujah. Save and give. Eh? Proverbs 11:24 says, there is one who scatters, one who gives, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. KJV says, it tendeth to poverty. Okay? Put up with KJV. Eh? Sometimes it's good to read, you know, in KJV, some of these things. Eh? It's about, this one says, uscatters. The other says, uscattereth. Isn't that more spiritual? Hallelujah. There is that, eh? There is that scattereth, and yet what? Increaseth. Amen? There is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Hallelujah. Amen? So, withholding is not evil, eh? Which you can equate, which is the same thing as saving. Eh? It's not evil. Eh? However, what God doesn't want you to do is to withhold more than is right. You understand? Eh? Amen? So God doesn't want you to now start acting in fear, eh? Getting into panic mode. Eh? Okay? But he wants you to balance these things. How much? 10%? Those are yours, eh? With your God. Amen? Okay? He wants you to give, but he also wants you to save. However, make sure you don't save more than is right. Because it will actually get you broke, man. You might suffer in famine. Ningo bado saving. But pastor told us to save now, but I don't know why for me things are not working. You know, eh? Because what I save then now, we don't want those testimonies when famine hits. Because I saved, pastor, I saved. What did I hear? The problem maybe will be that you saved more than what? More than it. So, pastor, how much should I save? Again, that is you and your God. Gain the mobile, you know, eh? And those are not questions to ask preachers. Hallelujah. Those are not questions to what? Ask preachers. Because some preachers, again, like we said, you put a question mark on their wisdom. Because they say saving is not of God. Then you go and ask the guy, how much should I? Because my pastor had a dream. Then the guy will tell you, but you see, not all dreams are from God. They say, no, this one I think it was from God because after I preached it, there's someone who had a dream. We say, but they are now the preacher gets stuck. Eh? You know, eh? Then he first confuses you, looks at his watch. Can I call you at two? You know, eh? And that will be the end of the end of you. Amen. So those are not questions to ask us. Eh? How much you should what? Yeah, there's a God. You know, eh? Who has told you that a famine is coming and he wants you to save, eh? Go and ask him. And he will tell you, eh? You understand, eh? He will tell you, eh? How much should I give? Go and ask him. All right? But he doesn't want you to, yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. He wants you to balance these things well. Glory be to God. Do you guys know John Wesley? John Wesley. John Wesley had a brother called Charles Wesley. Most of these hymns, Anglican Church and what, in the hymn, whatever, by Charles Wesley. John Wesley was a revivalist, a great man of God. Yeah, I was reading Kenneth Hagin's book, The Keys to Financial Prosperity, and he said, Kenneth Hagin said that John Wesley used to say that make all you can, money, make all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. Okay? Make all you can, give all you can, and save all you can. Hallelujah. But Pastor, that didn't answer your question. I told you don't ask preachers. Amen. Amen. But make all you can. Give all you can and save all what? All you can. Glory be to God. Amen. On Wednesday, I had a dream, which I told some people who came on Thursday. Juliana, don't fear. On Wednesday, I had a dream. I had a dream which people who came on Thursday think that it is related to what? To the Western Europe doing something dream. So So the dream starts when I have arrived. I have come back to Kampala from up country. Okay, I've been up country, then I get back to Kampala. I get to Kampala, and man, the weather is bad. Okay, the weather is bad. It's like there's been a storm. It's dark. You see, there are dark clouds. Okay, dark clouds. Okay, then I went to some house, and I could see, because of the storm, the people in that house had all been hiding in one room. You see, as in it was that bad. Okay? It's dark. You look up, the clouds are dark. Like it is 1 p.m. and it's like, it's 1 p.m. and you can think it is 10 p.m. Then so I look up at the clouds. They're this low. I look at them. They're moving. Then I, clouds form figures, where you can see, hey man, that cloud looks like a dog, or so they're moving. Then I see figures in there. So I thought that they were clouds. But on closer, when I looked closely at them, man, these were not clouds. These were beings. Beings somewhere, animals, like cats, Then when they would see you staring a lot at them, man, they would try to come for you, So they were not clouds, they were real beings, as in so ugly, some were like humans, okay? And, then I told these people I met, I told them where I'm coming from, up country, all is well. Like, it is a total opposite of what is here. Just imagine right now you are in Kampala, or just imagine right now, okay, you're here, the weather is fine. Then someone calls you right now and tells you, man, you're coming to Mbarara, don't come. As in things are bad, it's dark, it's like 10 p.m., you understand? And be like, are you sure? It can't be, we're in the same country. Say, no, I've told you, please, stay where you are. Okay, that's how bad it was. All right? And then the dream ended. Hallelujah. For those of you who love what? Movies. Sorry. The dream ended there. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, people who were here on Thursday think, or they thought, that the dream is saying the same thing as the dream I had on 12th Jan. Okay? Where a famine, yeah? The one on 12th Jan says a famine is coming. Okay? However, get ready to live a greater life. Okay? In this one, one part of the country is in, as in, things are bad. Okay? And another part of the country, all is well. You know, eh? And people say that is the same dream. And I think so, eh? Most probably it is. You know, eh? Most probably it is, eh? Okay? Where God is saying that, yeah, there will be people in the same country, okay, who are unnashing. And in the same country, some people, all is well. Glory be to God. And you are among those people, you know, for whom all shall be well. Glory be to God. But, whatever word you use. Why it was so dark, like it's 1 p.m., but it looks like 10 p.m., eh? I don't know whether that is just trying to show how severe the thing will be. I don't know, eh? Hallelujah. Amen? I don't know. I'm very careful not to put things in dreams which I don't understand, eh? Like interpret, you know, eh? Okay? I'd rather go with the thing that sticks out and I leave the rest for further information. Hallelujah. Amen? So for you, it won't be dark. It will be well. It will be what? It will be well. Amen? You remember in Exodus, eh? Remember those plagues, eh? You know, where God would tell Pharaoh and Moses, say, I'm going to make a distinction, eh? Between the Egyptians and my people. Make a difference. Eh? You know, eh? And he did something which would mess up the Egyptians. And in the same country, you know, eh? Some people, the Jews, eh? All was well. Hallelujah. One example is the Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. This was the ninth plague. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. Darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Same country. In one part, it is so dark, guys cannot even see one another. In the same country, just across the road. You know, eh? It's light. Just imagine, eh? You're staying here. You're in Egypt. Then your neighbors, eh? Goshen, eh? Starts from here. Eh? And here it's dark, then you what? You say, man, those guys are practicing witchcraft. You understand? Eh? And by the way, in history, there have been things where Jews would prosper when things were bad. Eh? And that is one of the reasons why they were persecuted for centuries in different countries. Because they're saying, you know, they are stealing our money because for us, but then, foreigners, Banamawanga, in Runyaranda, it's what? But you know, whatever. You know, eh? Say by this guy, you know, eh? Then they used to say that they kill our what? Sacrifice, eh? They kill our babies, you know, eh? And they were persecuted, they would confiscate they would kill them, eh? Just because of that. I mean, you tell me what you would do. I know you're born again, but there's darkness here. And here there's light. What are you going to say about those guys? Huh? Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Then you don't know that it is your leader, your Pharaoh, who has brought problems upon you. Witchcraft. Someone else's business is thriving. Yours is not. What do you say? Witchcraft. But you don't know that you're just giving, your services are fake. And you give fake services, but then you insist on what? Full payment. Then you can, so you understand. Eh? I guess you whatever, a law in the spirit, eh? Then somehow, eh? People don't want to come to you. They just, you know, eh? Then see that those people are practicing witchcraft. But it might not be witchcraft. Eh? It might just be good business sense. You know, good, you know, etiquette, you know, being a good Christian, who is in business. And so it's witchcraft. But that is beside the point. I dreamt something like this. Hallelujah. But in my dream, yeah, I could still see people, you know, in this one, in next to that gateway and see each other. But you wonder whether this is just, you know, a descriptive thing. Eh? Well, of course, you could see while, but somehow it was so dark. Eh? Hallelujah. But that is beside the point. The point is, a famine is coming, and some people in the same country, things will be bad. And others, all will be well. And for you, it won't be just all is well. You actually live a greater life. That's what the dream said. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So, we need to thank God. We need to do what? Thank God. Hallelujah. All is going to be well. Eh? Okay? Because the Lord delights in your prosperity. Hallelujah. The Lord has no plans, okay, to harm you, to do you evil. On the contrary, he wants to prosper you. Glory be to God. Okay? So just begin to thank God for what is coming. We thank him for the wisdom he's given you. How to prepare. Amen? Thank him for the wisdom of Joseph. Okay? That begins to operate in your life. Where somehow, even those who don't have what to say. Okay? God is ready to start sending you. Okay? He's ready to start to send you, you know, more money. Okay? So that from that extra he gives you, you have more to give, more to live on, and also some to save. Hallelujah. Amen? However, he wants you to start looking at the things that are taking your money, because that extra money that is maybe being wasted, being given into things which God didn't want you to give into, could be the money that God would want you to now start saving. You may be saying, but I don't have what to save. But you could be involved in things and God said, no, save that money. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, Father, for you love us. We thank you, Father, for you have prepared a table before us, even in the face of famine. We shall feast in abundance. All shall be well. We shall even live greater lives than we are living now. Why? Because you have said so, and you're faithful, and we believe you. Isaiah chapter 60. From verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. All right? The darkness of a financial famine will not touch you. On the contrary, you will shine. Okay? In your dwelling place, there will be light. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a promise of God. That's what all these dreams are saying. You know, you're going to live a greater life. Hallelujah. There will be light, you know, in your neighborhood. Say the Spirit of the Lord.
My soul is at rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.